it has been clearly a huge failure, and it's been an ill-conceived policy by the previous government. And unfortunately, this government continued its policy for the best part of their term in office. And what we're seeing for the first time is the official figures from the HSE since the recruitment embargo came in 2010, and the effect that that's had on hospitals across the state in terms of the recruitment of agency staff, nurses and doctors. And what we see from Letterkenny's point of view is that the cost has increased by 125%, going from just under €3 million to €6.7 million last year. And given the indication so far this year, with the first 9 months, them already reaching €6.3 million, it seems to be a bumper year for the agencies from Letterkenny General Hospital's point of view. And this is just shows the folly of this this type of proposal, the recruitment embargo, but it also shows a secondary issue. It shows the difficulty that Letterkenny General Hospital has of recruiting staff, and we've pointed that out time and time again, and it's not a simple solution. It's not a simple thing to remedy. It's because of the situation, the lack of investment which has been going on systematically for quite a period of time in terms of Letterkenny General Hospital, where people are not willing to come in and take up positions in the hospital in the numbers that are required.
We've seen success of ministers seem to suggest that budget overruns are hospitals' problems and it's up to the hospitals to resolve them. The figures you have would seem to suggest that a large reason for the budget run is that government policy of a recruitment embargo, which has put the hospital under extreme pressure.
Oh yeah, look, we know this in Sinn Féin, and indeed the hospital management know this. Like, the hospital management, let's be clear, has no option but to go to these recruitment agencies to hire these nurses, to hire these doctors, to hire these locums, so that the service continues. But that means that the additional €3.7 million that they're spending on these agency staff in the last 5 years comes out of another budget. So it puts pressure on services that the hospital is trying to deliver, whether it's outpatient services or inpatient services, and it's all part of the cuts that have taken place in Letterkenny General Hospital, and that's continued a spiral where services have been diminished, where there has been huge strain and pressure under the hospital, where as of today we've seen 2,590 Donegal patients on hospital trolley since the start of the year, and all of these type of conditions result in the fact that doctors, nurses, staff are not willing to look at Letterkenny General Hospital as their first option to take up employment now that the recruitment embargo has been lifted. So there's serious structural problems with the hospital. We have been pointing that out time and time again, but for the first time now, we're actually able to put a cost on the disastrous policy, which was the recruitment embargo.